Christian Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Welcoming the Future Church, How to Reach, Teach, and Engage Young Adults by Jonathan Pakluta, narrated by Tom Parks. Introduction: The World's Most Influential Generation. More than 70 million people watched a 3-minute music video we made about millennials. I wouldn't be surprised if you're one of them, but just in case you haven't seen it yet, search Millennials by Micah Tyler on YouTube. Go ahead, watch it. I'll be right here. I asked my friend Micah, who is a millennial, to make that video to open a talk I gave at the Church Leaders Conference in 2016 about the importance of reaching young adults. It's a catchy tune that parodies all kinds of millennial stereotypes, from still living with their parents, to essential oils, to participation trophies and man buns. Ouch? Or at least some people felt that way. Reaction to the video was immediate, immense, and mixed. On Watermark Community Church's Facebook page alone, where the video was originally posted, it got more than 9 million views, 150,000 shares, 50,000 reactions, and nearly 5,000 comments. Other sites and stations then picked it up, and it went completely viral, getting more than 30 million total views in the first week. One of the lines in the song is, "Criticism isn't easy for their ears," and it wasn't. Some people said the video was unkind, unchristian, and uber-judgmental. Some people called it hate speech. Others called it ageism. I'd say the reaction to the video exactly proved the point it was making. Of course, the video wasn't exactly sincere criticism. We were just making fun of ourselves before getting down to the serious business of talking about how the church can teach, engage, and deploy young adults. But really, why did so many people watch this video, share it with their friends, and weigh in with their opinion about it? Because it resonated so deeply with them. It tapped into some chords of truth about this incredibly gifted generation that also feels incredibly misunderstood. I believe some people in the church have contributed significantly to that misunderstanding. You know, millennials and the generations following them are literally the future. That truth is undeniable. But you aren't sure how to reach them. And if you're not reaching them, there is no future for your church. I'm not trying to be harsh here. It's really just a math problem. If young adults aren't joining and leading in your church, eventually your church will die, or at the very least, it will miss out on an opportunity to impact and unleash the most influential generation the world has ever seen. I want to make sure your church doesn't miss out on millennials and the next generation of leaders. I'm a millennial myself, and I've spent the last 10-plus years of my life trying to figure out how to reach and unleash this seemingly elusive group. Some call them Generation Y. Some call them millennials. Others just call them young adults or the next generation. I will use all those terms interchangeably to address those ages 19 to 35. I had the humbling privilege of teaching.